again, that's where Krishna resides, and he can be approached only by unalloyed devotional service, not by any other process. No one can enter into the spiritual Vaikuntha planets without being trained in devotional service. So we must try to enter the spiritual planets, where we can live eternally in the association of Lord Krishna or his planetary expansions, his Narayan forms. And then again, Prabhupada gives the ultimate instruction, Savadama Parijagya Mamikam Sarnam Braja. So then again, he's criticizing those who have lack information or have misinterpreted this prime teaching of the Bhagavad Gita. They start varieties of public and semi-governmental institutions to tackle the devastating power of nature, but they do not know how to pacify insurmountable nature. So-called transcendentalists, what are they doing? Opening hospitals, feeding the poor, blah blah blah, like this, and at the same time talking about a jugglery of words, that I am the form of the formless, I am the avatar, you have to merge yourself in me, like this. And what is he doing? He's feeding the poor. Yeah. And in the meantime, the material nature is devastating power. And you're not doing anything to get out of it. It's insurmountable power. But you can if you surrender to Krishna. So they overlook the Gita's message by which material nature can be pacified. So he's described this universal scale. Lord Brahma, there's a devastation. Every living being disappears every night of Lord Brahma. And then at the end of the lifetime, again, they all disappear. But Prabhupada said, this devastation of nature can be pacified, by the power of devotional service. So Sambhuti, the personality of Godhead, and Vinasha, the temporary manifestation, they should be understood side by side. Know what the transcendental is, know what the material is, and make the distinction. So no one can be saved from these devastations by the opening of hospitals. Yeah. Prabhupada had this unique way of putting everything in perspective. Yeah, it describes, this amazing lifespans, of the demigods. And one whole cycle of yugas here is only 12,000 years on their planets. And Lord Brahma, how long is he living? Billions, beyond our calculation, billions of years. So nobody can be safe from these devastations by opening hospitals. So these people claim that they're, transcendentalists, they claim that it's all one, that we're all God. Yeah. Well, if you're God, why are you bothering to open up a hospital? That's not the activity of God, useless hospitals. People die and then they get some so-called cure or treatment and then die anyway. So what is the use of a hospital? It doesn't do any good for anybody. Temporarily, it might help you keep your body functioning. That's another thing. But as an actual spiritual activity, there's no value whatsoever. But still, no, we're big gurus. And so we must therefore save ourselves and our fellow man in the right way. There is no question of liking or disliking the truth. It is there. Just accept it. That's all. Understand it and accept it. The truth is that if we want to be saved from repeated birth and death, we must take to the devotional service of the Lord. There can be no compromise, for this is a matter of necessity. There's no solutions to the problems of life. Accept devotional service. That's what Prabhupada said there. Because only Krishna has the power to get us out of this material world. And the little firefly, so-called gurus, yogis, avatars, they'll all remain in the darkness of ignorance. Only the devotees will get out, because only Krishna can get them out, get anybody out. And he'll only get out those who worship infallibly.